Arctic sea ice cover sets another record low. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Extraordinarily warm Arctic air continues to hinder the formation of sea ice around the circumpolar north, and that's led the National Snow and Ice Data Center to declare yet another record, this one reflecting the sparse Arctic sea ice cover for the month of January.
If you look at where sea ice extent is right now, we're at a record low compared to the remainder of the satellite record that goes back to 1979.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the Colorado-based Snow and Ice Data Center, which announced the new record Wednesday. The center reported Arctic sea ice extent last month averaged just over 5 million square miles. That's about 100,000 square miles less than January 16, the previous lowest sea ice extent for the month, and it's about a half million square miles less than the January average of the past 38 years since satellite monitoring began.
We're still trying to figure out what is happening here, but this is really why the sea ice is so low there, in part because it's just been so darn warm in the Arctic this winter.
Serez says the lack of sea ice is especially pronounced on the Atlantic side of the Arctic, where a persistent weather pattern has drawn warm air, usually in the form of a storm, northward.
The question is, why is that happening? Now, it could just be the natural variability in climate that we see all the time. But there's a growing suspicion out here is that the loss of sea ice itself could be driving this.
That's the sort of feedback loop that climate scientists have been predicting for some years now, a self-perpetuating cycle that's set in motion by warming that in turn contributes to more warming.
So it's a bit of a chicken and egg thing. We have less ice because it's warm, but it's really warm, and so we have less ice.
Serez says above average sea surface temperatures also played a role in last month's paltry sea ice formation, but he says mostly it's warm air, like the blast that's forecast to push temperatures around the North Pole this weekend up to around the melting point. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.